Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bethany Richmond, who's Director of Communications with the Carpet and Rug Institute. Bethany, how you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you, Kemp.
Good. Good to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you because last week we ran some news that was fairly interesting about the fact that the Carpet and Rug Institute is posting some of their continuing education courses on the Hanley Wood University website, and I thought that might be worth getting our audience to hear about that. The reason it's Hanley Wood University, explain that. I think it's because they're tied in with Architect Magazine, right?
Well, they are. They publish Architect Magazine, and they're the official publisher for the American Institute of Architects. Over the past 5 years or so, a dedicated group of volunteers at the CRI, the CEU Work Group, developed a body of 16 courses on all aspects of carpet specification, carpet construction, carpet recycling, sustainability, how to specify carpet. It's really quite a library. And we had this material and we were looking for a way to market it and to get it out in the public eye where people can use it. And we thought that Hanley Wood University, which is such a large platform for professional education for the entire building industry, architects, designers, contractors, renovators, that this was a good place to do it.
Okay. So the website is HanleyWoodUniversity.com. I see that you have 10 courses listed here, and you're also a sponsor. So I guess that you had to pay a fee to get the privilege to do this, right?
Yes, but the courses are free to anyone who wants to use them.
Right. So, I mean, anybody that wants to go and take a course, it's free to them. But for you to be able to do this, the Carpet and Rug Institute became a sponsor with the site.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So these are up for a year just to see how it goes, and then you'll assess further about that. And most of the topics, the content is more commercial related, isn't it?
Well, it is. Most of the users to Hanley Wood University are commercial, although there are a great many residential architects and residential builders as well. In our first 2 weeks of having the courses online, we've already had over 100 users, so hope that keeps up.
Okay, yeah. Everybody knows that most of these interior designers, the architects, and licensed professionals, they have to keep their education up. They can go to this site and get the types of annual points they need to keep their certifications up, right?
Yes, and Hanley Wood University makes it so easy for them because it keeps track of the coursework that they've taken. It reports to the American Institute of Architects their credits. Anyone can take these courses. You can take them, I can take them, but only people who need credit from the AIA get credit from the AIA. Also, the CRI courses are certified for USGBC credit for those people who are trying to earn their lead professional or maintain their lead professional status.
Okay. And I was just looking around, and I thought, well, let's see what other flooring's out here. And looks like you're ahead of the game here. The only other flooring that I could find doing the search engine was specifying a maple sports flooring for gymnasiums and things like that. So it looks like your 10 carpet courses beat out any of the hard surface guys.
That was one of the things that I thought was such a compelling argument for making this material available in this way, is that there was nothing there. Mm-hmm. There was nothing about carpet. And I thought, what an opportunity to get this wonderful body of information that I had at my disposal at the Carpet and Rug Institute up there where it can be consumed by a larger audience. In the past, the CEUs had been presented in live presentations, lunch and learn kind of presentations, and they still are certainly available for that kind of use.
One last question before we run out of time. I'm just curious. Floor Focus just recently put out its 20th anniversary issue, and we pointed out at the beginning of that, we were showing the share of all different surface categories, and we pointed out that, you know, over the course of the last 20 years since Floor Focus has been in existence, we've seen a decline of soft surface over to hard surface, something along the lines of, if you take both carpet and rug, it's gone from, say, 74% of the surface type down to about 62%. So what are the other things that CRI is doing, and especially since you're director of communications, to try to minimize the deselection of carpet and stop the erosion of soft surface usage?
Well, that's a big question. That is what I do every day. CRI has a popular blog that has hundreds and hundreds of articles available on how to clean your carpet, how to choose a professional carpet cleaner and the various benefits of carpet. And that's available and gets good use. It's the number one blog in the floor covering industry. And that gets good use with consumers as well as business-to-business users. CRI is also going to be doing some articles, content branding. They're called MAT releases, articles that we'll release to newspapers and online newspapers on the benefits of carpet cleaning and maintenance and just accentuating the things about carpet that make it a great floor covering and certainly a floor covering that fits into anyone's design plan, whether they use the hard surface flooring in combination with carpet or just carpet all through.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think you've done some research, and one of the main reasons that carpet is perhaps looked at twice is because people think that the cleaning and maintenance is an issue, and are you addressing that in any way?
Well, we do. Certainly, the Carpet and Rug Institute has its seal of approval testing and certification program for mm-hmm. carpet products and equipment. So we test vacuum cleaners and extractors and cleaning systems and spot removers and pet stain and odor removers. We've got a great testing program so we can communicate to consumers what's out there that works, mm-hmm. how to choose the best products, because we found over and over again that what products you use makes a big difference. It is one of the elements that helps make cleaning and maintenance work for consumers, and we do our best to get that information into the right hands.
The other, I think, big deselection topic is around this whole asthma and allergy issue. Do you all continue to proactively approach doctors and try to change their minds around the influence of carpet in that whole situation?
We're not proactively reaching out at this point. We are more in a reactive mode, monitoring what's out there and addressing the misconceptions at every opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, Bethany, well, it's great to talk to you. Again, talking to Bethany Richmond, who's Director of Communications with the Carpet and Rug Institute, about the courses now available on the Hanley Wood University website. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.